Welcome to another edition of Taking 5 with GDE, where we take 5 minutes to focus on one question that helps sellers sell the suite of products we know as Guardium Data Encryption. This enablement podcast is designed to educate, enlighten, and enthuse sellers about the huge potential of GDE and empower them with knowledge and insight to help them better identify opportunities, capture bigger deals, and close those deals faster. Welcome to an extended edition of Taking 5 with GDE. We're going to be talking about use cases, and today we have Taylor Schwartz from IBM joining us today. Welcome, Taylor.
Yeah, thanks, Rick. So happy to be here.
And welcome to the big podcast studios. For our studio audience, why don't you tell us a little bit about your role, what you do, and all those important things.
Yeah, I would love to. So I am a technical sales specialist here in the Midwest, and I cover all of our Guardium and identity access management products. So I've been with Guardium and Guardium Data Encryption for the last, coming up on 4 years now.
Fantastic. One of the pieces of feedback we've received from a number of the folks that have listened to the podcast is they want to hear more about use cases. When you think about use cases, what's a good use case that comes to mind that you've had experience with and helped address with GDE?
Sure. So I can tell you about one of my most recent clients, actually. So their client I'm working with now on their GDE deployment. They're a pretty large marketing communications company. Send out a ton of that snail mail, if you will. Mm-hmm. And we initially discovered their need for encryption during a workshop that we did with them. So it was an architecture maturity review workshop. Okay. We did that with the architects on our team. But going through their environment, we saw right away that they had a pretty big gap when they were trying to protect their crown jewel data. They didn't have any encryption except for some PGP encryption between them and their clients. But no other encryption and no other big privacy controls in place.
Okay.
And they did have a lot of sensitive customer files that obviously not everyone should have access to.
Right. And were these their customer files or their customers' files?
Yeah, it was their customers. So all of the clients that they worked with on the marketing side.
All right. Yep, very good.
Definitely needed those privacy controls in place. And so from there, we started talking about encryption, and the biggest discussion was around disk-level encryption versus file-level encryption.
Okay, and how did you address that?
Well, I have this slide that I really like to go through with a lot of my clients, that it shows all the different levels of encryption. And so starting at the bottom level is disk-level encryption. It's a great core level of encryption. On the easier side to implement, but limited on the use cases. And then right above that is file level encryption. So it's maybe slightly more of an investment to implement, but it's a big step up in terms of security and covered use cases.
Were the customers aware of some of the trends in industry around zero trust that sort of requires very granular controls?
Yes, they were. And actually what they were going for at the time is their high trust certification. And so that was another big driver there and a current driver for them to get it implemented now.
Okay. And so they wanted the certification to meet sort of their industry requirements?
Exactly. So when they were looking between disk level and file level, we were talking about how file level, you can choose specific files, specific people, specific conditions, whereas disk level is all or nothing. So given the use cases and the gap there, it seemed kind of like a no-brainer once we got through that they needed file level.
Okay. And so what sort of the environment, or what did the environment sort of look like? Was it Windows systems or Linux systems or a combination? Were they on hardware servers? Were they virtualized? Can you give us a little description of what the environment looked like?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so mostly Windows systems, so pretty basic use case there. But they did also have some Linux in their environment, and they bought some licenses for their SQL servers as well, their Microsoft SQL servers.
Okay.
And so covering all sorts of data there, that was definitely a selling point to cover across those platforms and across that data.
And after you started down the path with GDE, what was the feedback you received from the customer? Were they surprised? Were they pleased? Did they feel comfortable with the solution and the implementation?
Yeah, I think they're pretty surprised at how straightforward it is. It is one of our easier products. I cover a lot of products and mm-hmm. I love them all differently, but this one is definitely one that is more straightforward to implement and enforce. So we're going through that right now, and you know, not a big deal to spin up those Cipher Trust managers, install those agents, and we're just setting the guard points at this point.
Fantastic. And roughly numbers-wise, how many servers are being protected?
They have about 40 servers.
So a little bit on the smaller side, but still a good use case, yeah.
Yep. And we're hoping to land and expand there as well. As soon as they see how easy the solution is, expand it to the rest of their servers.
Fantastic. So kind of playing it back a little bit, you discovered this with the customer through a workshop, right? They weren't even really aware. You presented the idea. They wanted to pursue it. They wanted to protect their customers' data on an environment of mainly Windows servers. And today they're really pleased with the solution and more opportunity ahead.
Absolutely. Yep. Their use cases were privacy, security, and compliance all together. And they're happy with the solution so far.
Well, thanks very much. We're just about out of time. We covered this a little more quickly than I expected, but thanks very much for spending some time of your day with us today. As we bring this episode to a close, do you have any last minute thoughts you want to share with the audience?
No other thoughts. Just definitely get out there and bring up this solution with your clients, because I'm getting a lot of interest around this right now, and it's a really great solution to sell.
Cool. Thanks again, Taylor. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks, Rick.
We hope you have enjoyed this episode of Taking Five with GDE, a podcast dedicated to helping sellers help their customers discover, protect, and control their sensitive data, apps, and services. If you have topics or specific questions you would like discussed on the program, please email them to me, Rick Robinson, at rick.robinson@talusgroup.com. Thank you for Taking Five with GDE.